You're listening to a podcast from the Cinema Geekly Podcast Network. We're the geeks you deserve and the ones you need right now.
Walking Dead, Cinema Geekly's all-encompassing omnibus Walking Dead podcast. It is Anthony and Aurora, and we're back to talk more of The Walking Dead, Daryl Dixon, Season 1, Episode 4, La Dame de Fer, The Lady of Iron, in English. Listeners didn't get to hear this amazing piece of information. They did not get to see Aurora at work the last time we were doing this. Like, when we stopped recording, I'm like, oh, I wonder what that's referring to. And we're trying to figure out, like, what it could refer to. And then Aurora, Googled for a second. And she was like, you're never gonna believe this, but the Lady of Iron, a nickname for the Eiffel Tower. That's what it's about, everybody. That's what the episode, that's where they go in this episode. So you nailed it.
Yes.
Good job. We are professionals here. Okay. Are you ready to talk about episode 4?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. Jeanette is beginning her search for Laurent, seeking to eliminate him, as he is a symbol of hope to the people. Boy, nothing really sets you apart as, like, a villain. Then, like, we have to eliminate this
hope.
We need to extinguish this hope, especially if it's hope exists in a child. It's like,
yes.
Why do you want to get rid of hope?
Jeez,
what's the? I don't understand your reasoning here.
Yep.
Well, anyway, as part of this, Jeanette makes a deal with Quinn, who seeks Laurent in order to get Isabel back. Because he really does care about his son, quote unquote.
Also very creepily hugged the baby, which made me very uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. very natural actions. After escaping from a flooded building and having a dream that a praying Laurent is being ignored by a mob of walkers, Daryl encounters a man named Antoine, who is shortly thereafter killed, actually. but he helps the dying man to free his pigeons, because Daryl loves animals, everybody.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Where is Dog, by the way? We didn't even...
Oh, my God!
Where's Dog in all
That's
of this?
True.
Did he stay behind in
maybe
Alexandria?
Judith maybe Judith is taking care of him.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I'm choosing to believe.
Okay, yeah. Because just, where'd he go? Maybe at the end of this, like, when the show is all over... And Daryl makes it back to America. Dog will just be, like, waiting on the dock. And you
He's
get,
so
like,
sweet.
A reunion. Or it's like, please don't put that in my mind. I can't take that kind of emotional damage right now.
That'll be so sweet.
It would be. He's just there wagging his tail waiting this whole time. He waited
now
for
I want
two,
this to happen. Now waited, I want this to happen.
waited yes. for two seasons. Daryl tracks Laurent to the ruins of the Eiffel Tower, where the boy falls victim to a herd of walkers. During the rescue, Laurent is kidnapped by Quinn's men and taken back to the Demi-Monde, the nightclub, with the help of a captive whom he tortures and later abandons to walkers. Daryl sneaks back into the nightclub and rescues Laurent, while Falou and his people create a distraction. Daryl overpowers Quinn, while Anna, disgruntled by Quinn's obsession with Isabel, lets them go. Having fallen in love with Emile, Sylvie decides to stay in Paris with him, while Isabel decides to stay in order to get Quinn to help secure Daryl and Laurent's passage out as Jeanette locks the city down. Daryl and Laurent leave Paris on a boat, heading to the Nest, the Union's main base. Aurora, what did you think of episode 4?
I have opinions.
Okay.
I Let's start with the good. There's something that happened in this episode that I absolutely loved, and it was a small detail.
Okay.
But in the beginning, we find out that, you know, Daryl fell through to the sewage.
Mm-hmm.
Tunnels, I guess.
Yeah.
And when he comes out, he's walking the streets of Paris, and he's looking into people's windows, and people are just living life.
Yeah, this goes back to the thing that you pointed out.
Yes.
Earlier, yes. It's like everyone just seems okay here.
Yeah, and they did it in a very cool way where, like, I think there's someone like playing an instrument, and there's
Violin.
A couple just having tea or something, and just. It looked for a second normal,
yeah,
and you like transported to this like the way things were, and then they go to the walkers and they show like walkers are still on the street, but people are just living life,
yeah,
and you can see Daryl's face. He's like, "What's happening?"
Yeah,
he's like trying to process this,
yeah.
And I don't know why I really loved that. Mm-hmm. I loved how they showed that because in the face of adversity, people just keep being people.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought that was
they cool. Adapt.
Yeah, yeah. I did not like that they killed the pigeon guy.
No.
But I do like that Daryl let the pigeons go.
Yeah.
Again, he's a nice guy. He's a nice guy.
An animal now, lover. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I loved all the action that we got in this episode with. Just Daryl just, I don't know how you call that weapon he had.
It was like a mace, right? The like ball and chain?
Like a ball and chain
mace. Yeah, the spiky ball. I believe that's just a mace. Yeah.
That was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
He can make anything work as a weapon.
Yeah.
Honestly. And I love that scene happening underneath the Eiffel Tower. And he was like an action hero in this episode.
Yeah.
So I really like that. The only thing I have a problem with is Isabel's decision to stay.
Yeah, I did not expect that.
No, and you just saw this man go through all this trouble to get this kid out of, you know, Quinn's lair.
Yeah.
And then when he comes out, you're immediately like, you know what? I'm just going to stay behind and stay with Quinn. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
And yep. I don't think that it was necessary for her to stay so that they could, you know, leave Paris.
Yeah.
So I didn't understand that decision. I didn't. I hope that it has some reasoning after, like, the next episodes. Maybe we'll see why she made that decision. But also, honestly, at that point when she made that decision, I really thought that Quinn was dead. I thought that Daryl killed him.
Yeah. I mean, he seemed like somebody who had to go anyway.
Yeah, yeah. So I was surprised when showed her going to him and he was at the bar with like a broken nose. And I was like, oh, he's alive? I really thought he killed him.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's my only like complaint about the episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was kind of mad that Antoine died too, only because it's like Antoine is the French for Anthony. So I'm like, hey, look at that. That's cool. And then he's dead. It's just for once a little bit of recognition, Aurora. when did straight white guys get some representation on television? never, apparently, is the answer to that. But yeah, I mean, the thing, like the action was good in this episode. It's the second week in a row that the action is continuing to ramp, and I feel like it's gonna keep ramping because there's only a couple of episodes left. So I feel like we're gonna head in that direction, regardless. The Isabel thing surprised me too. I was not surprised. Like I figured it was gonna be. I was not surprised by the other girl deciding to stay
whatever.
Mm-hmm. I thought for sure it was going to be Daryl, Laurent, and Isabel. Like, like there's our three people. Now, I did not want, like, I was feeling like, I wonder if they're setting us up for, like, a Daryl, Isabel romance. Like, I don't want that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me neither. Yeah.
In fact, I've only I haven't even been on the Daryl and Carol train. I know tons mm-hmm. of people are. Like, they want them to be in a relationship with one another, but I never right. did. I mm-hmm. kind of like their friends, or, you know, yes. I kind of like their friend relationship. And now it is killing me that I cannot remember the girl who speaks in American Sign Language.
Oh, Connie.
Connie. I like yes. their relationship. I was actually mm-hmm. rooting for them, mm-hmm. But that, like, nothing ever happened with that. But I didn't want anything to happen with Isabel. And then
yeah.
this episode happens, and she's just gone from... I'm like, I didn't mean that. Like, don't get rid of her entirely. Like, don't leave her behind. Like, I thought we were, like, a group. You know, we're all in this together. Yeah. And she stayed behind, and I didn't quite get the motivation yeah. behind it. It just felt a little strange that mm-hmm. that was happening. But maybe they need to really trim things down a little bit. Daryl is being sent into the belly of the beast. Well, I mean, it's also kind of his only way back, too.
Right.
So you got to go where the ships are, I suppose. Mm-hmm. But yeah, all in all, I liked this episode. And maybe like a little bit of a dip from mm-hmm. The previous week. But they're kind of in... This is a very different TV format. When you're doing
yeah.
six episodes, like, it's barely even... It feels more like a mini series than a
right.
than like a full television series. Mm-hmm. Even by shortened series standards, usually you get 10 to 12 episodes in shortened seasons, and this is half of that. So this was somehow ramping up things while also still trying to lead and build to something. So yeah. It was fun, but it still didn't feel quite complete. But I mean, you know, we've got two episodes left to kind yeah. of fill those things in. Any final thoughts, though, on episode 4, and what would you give it?
No, I was going to comment on what you were saying about Daryl and Isabel not being in a romantic relationship, because mm-hmm. I love that's, and I think I said this before about Daryl's character throughout, like, the Walking Dead universe. It's always been someone that we've only seen him, like, being in a romantic relationship, like, once.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like a one episode thing, right? Mm-hmm. And, but he has been able to cultivate friendships with women constantly, like, good friendships. And I think that is awesome that his character goes against that trope of, oh, you know, if there's a guy and a girl and in a show or movie and they're, like, spending a lot of time together, they have to be romantically involved. Like, they go against that trope with him.
Yeah.
And I really like that. So yeah, I agree. I hope that he doesn't. He and Isabel don't get in a romantic relationship. Mm-hmm. The other thing that I was going to mention is, and again, this is just speaking on the episode, but
yeah,
everybody's looking for this kid.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, literally everybody in Paris is looking for this kid. And he was able to walk to the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
And nobody found him. So I thought that was funny. But yeah, I gave this episode a 4.
Okay.
Solid 4. I really liked it. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I went 3 3/4 for this one.
Okay.
Again, which I think is what I gave last week too.
Yeah. Again, you know, my scores are biased because I love Daryl.
Yeah, no, of course. and I thought that this continues to be a really good show that keeps delivering. And yes. with 2 episodes left, I'm expecting some answers, but I know that there's a second season, so we're not going to get all of them. And
do you know the numbers? Like, are people watching this?
Yeah. So yes and no. So
okay.
The show is doing, if I'm reading these ratings correctly, all of the episodes are doing like under 1 million, which I guess okay. is kind of par for the course these days.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to actually, know. Like, I don't know, like, all I'm seeing without doing more digging all I'm seeing is the number of viewers in millions, and that's live viewers.
Okay, yeah, so that's so probably more.
Yeah, so to like dive into the rate, I don't know what their actual rating is. Here's some nerdy rating talk, everybody. If you ever want to know about television ratings, which I don't think anybody does, but if you do, here's my time to shine. So there are the actual live numbers, how many people are watching live, and of course, all of these numbers are estimates. I'm not even going to go into how they track this because. Their estimates, because there is no exact number for live television viewing. You can do that sort of if you're watching like AMC. Let's just say you're watching it on like YouTube TV or Sling or something. They can get accurate numbers of that because YouTube TV and Sling will get precise numbers of how many people are watching a thing because it's their service. But with something like cable, it's much harder to be precise. So it's more of a guesstimate based on the Nielsen system. Right. It's a long and blah, 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 blah. But the actual ratings are based more on a demographic breakdown. So they take how many people are watching, but then they look at the demographics like male, female, age range. The demographic that matters the most is persons like 18 to whatever it is, 40 something. Like that is the demographic that advertisers are most interested in. And I presume that this show does fine in those ratings because the show's been renewed for a second season.
Right.
In terms of if you're wondering how many people are actually watching, there's always like the live plus three or the live plus seven. And those are 3 and 7 days out live plus DVR. So you get counted in that if you watch the show within 3 days or 7 days of it airing. And those numbers are usually much bigger. But as has been the case since DVR existed, since like TiVo came out, advertisers hate it and they don't care about those numbers because people can skip ads way. And of course, you're not accounting for the people like us who are watching via AMC Plus. Which there are no ads on, but those are views as well for the show. So I presume the show is doing well for itself. Otherwise, it would not be renewed for a second season.
Yeah.
But the only numbers I can ever find are like live viewers. And like this episode did about 719,000 live viewers, which is not bad. It's not.
No, it's not.
These days... That's not
these
bad.
These days, great, actually.
For cable, that's not bad at all.
No.
Any show on cable doing like a million is like, wow, that's great. So if a show is approaching that, plus all the other streams and areas to find and watch a show, this show is doing okay for itself. Yeah. It's not the juggernaut that Walking Dead once was, but it's still doing good numbers. So that's good.
Good.
Anyway, I'm sure people are like, really? Everyone clicked off by now. Damn it. No, everyone come back. I need to plug the ways that you can help us out. If you so choose. I'm sorry, everybody. That's the podcast for this week.
That was very educational.
Thank you. You're welcome. At least one person appreciated it. You can head on over to cinemageekly.com. You can check out the archives of the show. Of course, this is a listener-supported podcast. And for those of you who are left listening, here are the ways that you can help out if you so choose. If you want more ratings talk, encourage me by going to our Patreon. Patreon.com.
New podcast, ratings podcast.
Right? I mean, there are people who do that. And
they are people that do that.
Yeah, there's definitely analytics podcasts out there.
Yeah.
So yeah, patreon.com/cinemageekly and geeklymerch.com is the merch store. Links for all of those things are in the show notes for this episode. Of course, you can also find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Audible. Just search for Hear the Walking Dead. Hit subscribe. That way you can come back and join us next time as we continue to talk about more The Walking Dead, Daryl Dixon, Season 1, Episode 5, Do More, Two Loves.